From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. At least 44 people were killed and hundreds more injured by a series of enormous explosions at a hazardous materials warehouse in the northeastern Chinese port city of Tianjin late Wednesday. Pictures and video show gigantic plumes of fire and a mushroom cloud that dwarfed nearby high-rise buildings and sent a massive shockwave that rattled residents several kilometers from the blast. Journalists, rescue workers, and business owners skirted checkpoints to reach some of the worst-hit areas Thursday morning. VOA's Bill Ide was one of those journalists.
I'm standing next to some massive apartment complexes, and pretty much all of the windows have been blown out in these apartment complexes. There's also a massive exhibition hall, which is nearby, and huge steel doors with glass in them have been blown out. You really, when you stand here, you really get a sense of just how powerful this explosion was.
You can read more details on this explosion at voanews.com. Iraqi officials say a powerful truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 62 people in one of the capital's largest bomb attacks in months. Dozens more were wounded when a refrigerated truck packed with explosives was detonated just after dawn in a crowded market in Sadr City. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for that attack. Prosecutors in Sweden say they've ended the investigation of allegations of sexual misconduct against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange because a deadline to bring charges has expired. Sweden took out an arrest warrant against Assange after two women accused him of rape and sexual misconduct during a visit there in 2010. This is VOA News. China has allowed the value of its yuan currency to weaken against the dollar for a third consecutive day. The central bank Thursday set the yuan's daily reference point just over 1% lower from the previous day at about $6.40 per dollar. Beijing strictly controls the yuan and allowing it to trade within a range of 2% above or below that reference point. So far, the currency has lost around 4% since the initial change in the market midpoint. Central bank officials Thursday attempted to ease fears of further devaluation, saying the yuan is now close to market level. Greek lawmakers are expected to vote later Thursday in a bill to approve a $93 billion bailout package from the European Union. The bill would impose harsh new spending cuts and tax hikes in exchange for funding that will enable Athens to make a payment on its debt to the European Central Bank later this month. Greece needs the money by August 20th. That amount is $3.5 billion in debt to the European Central Bank. The UN Secretary General has taken strong action in response to the latest sexual abuse allegations against UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir reports.
UN Chief Ban Ki-moon said he had asked for and accepted the resignation of his top envoy in the CAR, Lieutenant General Babacar Gaye. He said although the longtime Senegalese diplomat and military officer had served tirelessly at the head of the UN mission, he wants to send a strong message.
Sexual exploitation and abuse is a global scourge and systemic challenge that demands a systemic response.
The UN deployed its mission, known by its acronym MINUSCA, a year ago. Since then, there have been several allegations of sexual abuse of children. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
The United States says it has begun flying manned missions from a Turkish airbase to deliver airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria. The Pentagon released a statement late Wednesday saying the F-16 airstrikes began earlier that day, launched from Incirlik Air Base in southern Turkey. Well-wishers are pouring in for former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, who's getting treatment from cancer. He said the cancer has spread to other parts of his body. Mr. Carter, who is 90, announced Wednesday that the cancer was discovered earlier this month during surgery to remove a mass on his liver. Pakistani National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz Thursday confirmed that he will travel to New Delhi on August 23rd for talks with his Indian counterpart. The Indian Prime Minister and his Pakistani counterpart had agreed to open talks between their national security advisors to discuss issues straining bilateral ties. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.